U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell begins a three-day tour of southeastern Utah Thursday. She's planning to visit archaeological sites that would be protected in the proposed Bears Ears National Monument. She's also meeting with people who say local ideas should drive conservation, not Washington. KUER's Judy Faze reports on what's really at stake with what may soon become America's next national monument.
I'm riding in Jonah Yellerman's SUV as he navigates a dusty dirt road, and we're headed now towards the crux of the controversy, Twin Buttes at the forested crest of Cedar Mesa.
Anyways, we're in the top, right in the middle of Bears Ears.
Regina Lopez Whiteskunk steps from the passenger seat onto the red dirt. She takes a deep breath. Then she says, "You can hear your heartbeat here."
It's beautiful. It's got a sense of coolness, calming, just peacefulness. And I'm really glad to be here today because my life has been crazy over the last several months. And to be able to take time out to just soak it up, you know, the sunlight, the wind.
White Skunk is a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Commission. She's also a co-chair of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition, the group urging President Obama to declare a new national monument here. Yellerman is a Navajo, and he believes in the cause just as much.
Christian, they go like our dear Heavenly Father. Us, we go Mother Earth, Father Sky, four sacred mountains.
The president could protect this place with his signature, and that's what some people are sure he'll do before his term ends. The 1906 Antiquities Act gives him the power to safeguard this place with its archaeological treasures and tribal traditions like gathering herbs and firewood. Yellerman says that's what the tribes are asking him to do.
Children, our grandchildren, generations to generations, we want them to see this. We want them to keep it like that.
The Bears Ears Monument fight isn't just about 1.9 million acres. It's also about who gets to say how all of this land is used. San Juan County Commissioner Bruce Adams says he wants antiquities protected too, but he also wants public lands to include mining, ranching, and riding off-road vehicles in the backcountry. He says traditions that locals cherish would be limited in a monument.
They are proposals that will be designations for one interest and one interest only. They're not multiple use proposals.
Many locals favor the approach of Congressman Rob Bishop's Public Lands Initiative. It designates areas for conservation, off-roading, ranching, and natural resource development here in San Juan County and six others. It also includes an idea that stakeholders in San Juan County hammered out together to protect Bears Ears as a national conservation area. Adams is proud of their hard-won agreement and their proposal to help run it.
That's the proposal that we have been backing from day one, is the Citizens Advisory Council proposal. I'm talking about people that live and work in San Juan County every day.
Just across the street in Monticello is the local newspaper, the San Juan Record. Its editor, Bill Boyle, says the citizens' proposal just needs more time.
To me, it's about process.
Boyle wants the Obama administration to back off until Congress has the time to approve Bishop's bill.
As unsavory as the legislative process is, you know, it's making sausage. The PLI process has been a very open and very public process. Everyone's invited to the table. Everyone.
Utah's Republican political leaders had press points like these as they petitioned the Obama administration to scrap the monument idea. State lawmakers even passed a resolution in special session demanding a voice in any decision. Tension's been mounting for months, and while some have warned a monument will spark violence in rural Utah, locals insist they're more sensible than that.
I think the thing that people need to understand is this is truly an extraordinary land.
Steve Simpson has lived in Bluff most of his life and operates the Twin Rocks Trading Post. It's named after a pair of Navajo heroes, and its cafe and lodge sprawl just beyond the proposed monument boundary. Simpson favors a monument to aid the local economy and to protect the ancient history that's scattered just about everywhere here.
It will be a huge asset to future generations if we can protect it and safeguard it.
A national monument or a national conservation area, The heated discussion continues here in southeastern Utah. For one conservation group, the question boils down to what approach can succeed, whether by an act of Congress or the stroke of a president's pen.
We're pretty agnostic as to how that happens, as long as it's real protection.
Josh Ewing is director of the conservation group, the Friends of Cedar Mesa. He says bear's ears isn't only a national concern. The stakes are international, he says, because the archaeological riches in San Juan County are so vast and so vulnerable. He doesn't want it to become a casualty in the power struggle between a Republican-controlled Congress and a Democratic president. Ewing's skeptical Congress can act soon enough.
I'd love to see Congress do the job, but congressional gridlock shouldn't stop internationally significant places from being protected.
Back up on Bears Ears, white skunk and yellowmen have spotted a pair of red-tailed hawks cruising the skies. They wonder if it's an omen about the monument.
Wow. That's a great leader right there. They tell us that this is a good sign. And our ancestors or our loved ones, you know, they look after us.
Interior Secretary Sally Jewell is scheduled to visit Bears Ears on Friday. And back in Washington, Congressman Bishop is expected to introduce his bill this week. Judy Face, KUER News.